Well, it's been an interesting year for many of us small investors in the self-storage space. Let's talk about that. My name's Mark Helm, and I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the training that I offer, both free and paid for training. It also houses my newest course, Fundraising for the Small Self-Storage Investor. You can find out more about it at Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage. Hit the Quick Start Academy tab. But it's been an interesting year for many of us small investors in the self-storage space. I have definitely done fewer deals this year. It's been harder to make them pencil out. I've had to walk from a few deals so far this year. And some of the challenges that we have faced, at least I've faced, and some of the people I work with have faced, is the fact that, one, construction costs are a moving target, and they seem to be always moving on the upward spiral. Fabricators won't lock in the cost. You do a pro forma and get loan approval, but until we start the fabrication, they've gotten their contracts now that the cost can fluctuate. So that's been a challenge. Lending has been a lot of fun this year. But all of these combined tend to make doing deals much slower and a little more costly. But for me, and for many of the people I've worked with, it's not all this stuff that we're dealing with that's the biggest challenge. It's the mindset that dealing with this stuff can sometimes create. In reality, rising interest rates, rising construction costs, tightening of the lending environment are just that. They're just rising interest rate, rising construction costs, and tightening of the lending environment. It's neither really good nor bad. It's just what's so right now. I've learned in my training that it's the context that's decisive. The context determines how all of this stuff occurs. And the context we create really creates how 2023 was and how 2024 is probably going to be. So the context is everything. So what do I mean by that? Literally, the context or the worldview that we hold in which all of the stuff that we're dealing with actually just happens, it's just stuff, but the context determines whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, whether it's hard or easy, whether it should be or shouldn't be. And I've learned over the years that the context literally creates the reality that we live into. Now, I'm not that interested in what people say they believe. It doesn't really tell me a whole lot. You could tell me the glass is half empty or the glass is half full. It really doesn't matter. What I can tell what your belief is, and I can tell what my belief is by how the stuff occurs to us that we're dealing with. And sometimes it's very humbling. So what do I mean by that? Well, let's just use the stuff of 2023 and let's create a couple contacts. So I'm not even going to name them, but let's call context A. We'll call the first one. Now, in context A, all the stuff of 2023 as a small investor in the self-storage space occurs hard. It occurs like a problem. Interest rates shouldn't be this high. Construction costs shouldn't be going up like this. It shouldn't be hard to lock in a construction number to do an expansion. It just shouldn't be this way. I mean, if the companies or the politicians or the fabricators were doing things the way they're supposed to be done, if my GC would just give me a number like he should or she should, then everything would be okay. And not only this, because it's happening to me, it occurs I am personally offended that I have to deal with this. It just shouldn't be. If life was going how it should be, I wouldn't be dealing with this stuff. Now, we'll call that context A. Now, that might be an extreme example, but is it really? Let's create Context B, same stuff of 2023, but in this context, yes, we're dealing with some tough things, but in many ways, they're a blessing. Higher interest rates and higher construction costs have definitely reduced the number of people in the marketplace, the number of buyers, and the number of people I've got to compete with to do a deal. Yes, there's fewer deals to be done, but the ones that are going to be done are killer deals. More wealth is created in down times than in good times. Now is when I should be really getting in and growing my portfolio. There's going to be less new space to deal with because the amount of construction in the pipeline is way down. So when I bring my new product on, there's going to be much less space to contend with. And now is the opportunity to really go out there and create wealth. Now, we'll call that context B. Same stuff is occurring, but the worldview or the context in which we hold the stuff determines our experience, determines how life occurs to us, in many ways determines whether our business is going to grow or not. Now, both of those are extreme examples, and most of us fall somewhere kind of in between. But which context do you lean more towards? Which context did you lean more towards in 2023? So I'm asking myself that question. Why? Well, because I'm at the end of the year and I'm creating 2024. Now, neither one of those contexts are right. Neither one of those contexts are the right one. Neither of those contexts are true. It's just the worldview that creates how the stuff that happens in life is experienced. Now, what I find amazing is most human beings don't realize that they can create whatever context they want. Yes, we have an habitual context that we all tend to fall towards, whether it's a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset or whatever you want to call it. And whatever new context we create, there tends to be a pull towards the old one, but it's just a pull. And the human mind is very powerful. It literally creates the context in which life and business occurs for us. Did you realize you had that power? You have that power to change and alter and create any context you want to create to deal with the stuff that life is going to throw at you. Now, I say all this because I'm creating 2024 for myself and setting my goals and what I want to see accomplished. And what I noticed about 2023 for me was that I have a tendency to slide towards cynicism. I noticed that I was getting personally offended when things were starting to get tough. And I saw that I was blaming people, places, and institutions for what I was experiencing on the inside. Now, that nothing wrong with that. It just doesn't serve me. I'm up to a bigger game in life than that. And having that context in which the opportunities of 2024 are going to show up in, I decided to take responsibility for that for myself. So that's why we're having this conversation today, because now's the opportunity as we get towards the end of a year. I don't know when you're going to be seeing this. You don't have to wait to the end of a year, but you can create any context or any worldview by design that you want to have the stuff of your life unfold in. How is your 2024 going to unfold for you? Do you want to create something different and a new experience for yourself and your business to happen in? You can do it. So thank you very much. My name is Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial analysis tool I and many of the people I work with use to look at the storage opportunities that are going to be happening in 2024. So if you're using Excel, great, but I invite you to go look at the Storage World Analyzer and see if that could really support you. Storage World Analyzer is at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. Hit the Storage World Analyzer tab or go straight to storageworldanalyzer.com. I look forward to being with you next week, and I'll see you then.